A judge is considering additional arguments in the case of a state lawmaker's grandchildren charged with trying to import alcohol into a dry community. The dispute centers around Alaska's local option law and its apparent ambiguous implementation in the village of Angoon. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
23-year-old Shanara D. Kukesh and 31-year-old Albert M. Kukesh III were each charged with importing liquor last February. A state trooper says he noticed liquor in a vehicle used by the Kukeshes on board the state ferry Lakani as it departed Juneau for Angoon. A search later turned up 12 bottles of whiskey, additional bottles of rum, schnapps, vodka, and 30 cans of beer. Defense attorneys say it's the first ever attempted prosecution for importation in Angoon, and it cannot be done. Under Alaska's local option law, Angoon citizens voted to ban possession in 1988, but not specifically sale or importation. Angoon residents and even lawyers and state troopers have apparently believed that importation was still allowed. Defense attorney Julie Willoughby says the lack of notice and fairness makes it a due process violation.
I understand that somebody, if the court finds that it is in fact a crime, and that somebody has to be the first person that's prosecuted. But I would argue to the court that prior to that prosecution, that the people of Angoon need to be made aware that it is in fact a crime. Now, generally speaking, I understand that ignorance of the law is no excuse, but where an entire community has been confused and in fact their own state troopers have told them that it's not a crime, I think that the government, the state, owes the people of Angoon something more and needs to tell them what, in fact, is proscribed by statute.
Prosecutors contend that alcohol prohibition in Angoon included criminalization of importation when state law was revised in 1995. District Attorney Doug Gardner also argues that since Angoon voters recently have been reluctant to relax the alcohol ban, then importation is still prohibited.
The city of Angoon and the assembly were careful. They didn't want to lose their dry status. As the petitions were proposed over the years, it seems to the state, those petitions always started with the proposition that the community's dry, that subsection A5 applies, and that anything, whether it was creating a city-run liquor store, whether it was just banning importation and sale, allowing something short of a full ban, it seems that all of the propositions started with the idea that possession, importation, and sale were what the state of the law was.
Subsection A5 that Gardner refers to is a portion of state law specifying that a possession ban also includes a ban on importation and sales. Shanara Kukesh is being charged with a felony and Albert Kukesh a misdemeanor, according to the amount of liquor they allegedly purchased. A jury trial planned for earlier this month was replaced by oral arguments and an evidentiary hearing on additional documentation presented by Gardner. No definitive date for a ruling on that evidence or a previous request by the defense for the charges' dismissal. Trial is now rescheduled for next January. The Kukeshes are grandchildren of State Senator Albert Kukesh, who's advocated for limiting alcohol in villages. Their case is being heard by Sitka Superior Court Judge David George, the same judge who dismissed most of prosecutors' case against the elder Kukesh and three others for subsistence fishing violations recently. Judge George presided over that case because Angoon's magistrate is Senator Kukesh's daughter. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.